Eddie, one of your pillars from Oklahoma. First off, just wanted to say I received my package in the mail in good shape. Thanks for that.
This is Eddie the Pillar calling just before he left for Boston. He's going to the convention, was going to distribute a bunch of Bart Cup radio discs to the high and the mighty. Well, maybe not so much the mighty as the high.
But every time I think about Terry in Iraq, I always think about that scene in Animal House where Flounder has loaned his brother's car to the frat house for their road trip. And he's, you know, sitting there crying afterwards, and Otter comes up and says, well, you fucked up. You trusted us. And I just can't help but think of Terry sitting there crying at what they've done to him, and Bush comes up and hugs him around the neck and says, yeah, you fucked up and trusted me.
You know, the whole nation ought to be crying at what Bush did to us, killing almost 1,000 people so far, on top of the 3,000 he let die on September 11th. Somehow, him and Kerry still tied in the polls. What the hell's wrong with this country? They hated Clinton, or at least the press did, because he had a blowjob, and look what this idiot has done, this murdering crazy man, this invader, with no rules, no restraints. Not even his own party will tell him to slow down. And he's doing this to the whole world. We should all be crying.
I love your work, Phil. Just keep it up. You're keeping a lot of us from going nuts. Sure appreciate you, Bart. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Eddie, thanks for distributing those radio discs at the DemoCon 2004. I hope to hear reports from you.
This is Ginger Pyle calling. That's my official political name. And I am calling because I wanted to read you something that I saw on Bart Cop's page today. And I know you're Bart, but you've got to hear this in someone else's voice, okay? Because I laughed my ass off. It says, one suggestion, change your audio browser. At home, my default audio browser, Winamp. The laptop defaults to Windows Media Player. Gates forces IE to ask me if I want every future file till the end of time played with his spectacularly inadequate IE audio browser, and I said no, just to punish the Greenmeister for screwing up my daily work with his arrogance. I just laughed my ass off. That is perfect writing, so I had to call up because I had to tell you how great it was. All right, bye.
Ginger, thanks for that. It was nice of you to call.
Hey, Mr. Bart, it's Ron from Florida. And, you know, I was just thinking, my wife's an emergency room nurse, so I asked her, since 9/11 and Tom Ridge, the Homeland Security, how much have you got a pamphlet on what to do if, like, 1,000 radiation patients show up from a dirty bomb, you know, at the hospital? What do you do? I said, if you have any training on what to do in any kind of a national emergency, like attack. We live in Orlando, 20 minutes from Disney, right? She said, absolutely not. Not one word, not a pamphlet, not even a phone call from the Patriot Act people. So I just thought, what is this, just another position Bush could get his brother-in-law off a job or what, you know? But anyway, on top of that, number two, I was thinking, peacetime army for since Vietnam, other than Grenada, how can our troops be under-equipped, have no body armor, no armored vehicles? Isn't this ridiculous? What did they do with hundreds of millions of dollars a year for the last 30 years? Come on, give me a break. See you, thanks.
I felt compelled to print a letter in the Monday issue. A guy telling me, why are you so hard on the Democrats? I've been with you since the Rush Limbaugh lying Nazi whore days, and I'm getting fed up with the constant attacks on the Democrats. I can listen to Rush or Hannity if I want to hear the constant attacks on the Democrats. But this is another example. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Bush hasn't given the local people a nickel to do anything. There's been no training, just like you said, no training, no money, no leadership, no guidance, no nothing. But has Kerry mentioned that once? I have not heard it once. Granted, I haven't heard every Kerry speech, but that ought to be the highlight. If Kerry got up there and said, Bush has left us naked to this aggression. We're vulnerable everywhere because Bush is heavy with the tax cuts, and he's thrown away these trillions overseas, and he got us bogged down into this crazy war we can't get out of, and the whole time we're not playing any kind of defense. Super Bowls win with defense, but we're not getting any of that from the White House. But no, Kerry hasn't said any of that. If he were to say something like that, I hereby charge the president with negligence for allowing the entire country to lay there open for any al-Qaeda to screw up if he wants to. And I'm not supposed to mention that, though. I'm supposed to be uplifting and kind and generous to the Democrats. Well, if they could do their job, it would be so much easier. It's hard to cheer for a baseball player who can't get a hit. It's hard to cheer for a running back who can't get a yard. It's hard to cheer for a basketball player who can't make a basket. I just want our side to do something. If our side could score now and then, yeah, it'd be a little easier to root for the team. It's hard to root for your team when you're down 80 to nothing. And granted, we're not. It's closer to a tie. But we ought to be ahead 80 to nothing. We ought to be having Bush having daily cries because things are so bad. But he's still even, and Kerry's still being polite. How much longer? Didn't Gore try the polite thing? I don't know how much longer we can do this polite stuff. New York's under some kind of alert today because Al-Qaeda's going to run a truck bomb into some... Like this guy said, what are they going to do in Orlando if a dirty bomb goes off? They're going to stand there in a panic, and Bush is going to get on TV and say, it's okay, we're safer, and he hasn't given a nickel to anybody to prevent anything. Don't you think small children could have figured this out by now? You know, a little kid, 6, 7 years old, leaves his bicycle outside and it gets stolen, so he learns, I failed to protect my bicycle, now it's gone. Here we got hit on 9/11. And Bush has failed to protect anything. It's going to be gone again. We've lost one bike. We're going to lose more bikes. Because he won't do his job, and Kerry won't bring it up. Drives you to drink.
Hi, this is Bart. I'm going in live from Wrigley Field. It's Tuesday, probably 3:30. Cardinals are behind 8-2. Between innings, when Sammy plays catch with his buddy in the outfield, he's such a bad thrower. When they play catch, he's constantly throwing over his head. The poor guy's got to go run 60 feet, catch the ball. Having a good time in Chicago. Be back Wednesday. Bart out.
I realize that was almost impossible to hear or understand, but it's Bart's Law number 5. Nothing ever works. Mrs. Bart and I were at Wrigley Field. I thought I'd call in a report. What it is, I like Sammy Sosa. You know, I think most people do. What's to dislike about Sammy Sosa? But it struck me, he's a professional thrower. I mean, yes, he's being paid for his bat, but he's also being paid when a ball gets to him to get the ball somewhere near the base, to cut off the runner from advancing. But what happens between innings, Sammy plays right field, and the center fielder plays center field. And while they're doing this and that, Sammy and the center fielder, don't know his name, they play catch. But Sammy is such a bad thrower. He kept throwing the ball over the guy's head, and the guy would jump, you know, 8 feet, 9 feet, get his glove that high in the air, and it would still be way the hell over his head. And so the ball rolls about 60 or 80 feet behind him, and it wasn't every time, but 3 or 4 times an inning, he's got to run, you know, he gets some track practice out there, not just some ball handling practice, but poor Sammy. Another thing, 2 other things I want to mention about the Wrigley Field there. What a game. It was 8-2 Cubs, and the Cardinals came back, scored 9 runs. Holy cow. Albert Pujols, 3 home runs, 5 hits for the day. Wow. Can't hardly beat that at Wrigley Field. Another thing, they had... It's an old stadium. I think it's second oldest next to Fenway Park in Boston. And while we're sitting there, you know, the crowd was into it. That's a pretty good crowd at Wrigley. And the crowd above us, we were on the upper section of the lower half. And the crowd above us was stomping their feet. And you'd get a little nervous. It's an old stadium. And I just looked up thinking, well, you know, that steel's been there a long time. It'll probably hold till we get out. Get back to the hotel, see a 5 o'clock news report that some kid a couple days before just missed getting hit by a 5 or 10 pound block of concrete that fell out of the, from above, from the rafters up above, and it just missed this kid, and I thought, oh, that's a good deal. The other thing, it was real nice. Me and Mrs. Bart shared a beer, and we each had a hot dog. Here we are eating a hot dog, drinking a beer, Wrigley Stadium. Our team was winning. It was a real nice deal. Chicago was real nice to us. Oh, that poker fest came out pretty good, too. We partied. We had a good time. I got 2 parties out of that one day. We started at noon, and about 4 o'clock, I was pretty woozy. We'd been making that Jack Daniels bottle disappear. Then I remembered late in the day that we had a potential crowd to meet at 10 o'clock, and some people going to meet me for the first time, and boy, you hate to be sloppy drunk the first time you meet somebody. So I sobered up real good by 10 o'clock, and then we get to the roadhouse, we start drinking tequila again. It was a double party, a double dipper. We liked that. Chicago, you rock.
Yeah, Bart, it's Eddie, one of your Oklahoma Pillars. Just going to let you know, I listened to show 35, the Bush beatdown from his press conference. Anyway, I think you did well, my man. I think that's going to be a very good one for me to take to the Democon 2004 in Boston, flying out this Saturday. Looking forward to taking that with me. Anyway, love the stuff. Keep it up. You're doing great.
Well, we had the dilemma, as they say in Boston. Eddie was going to be giving these CDs out of the radio shows, and I couldn't think of which one to do. Ordinarily, you think we'll just give him the most recent one, since hopefully I'm getting better as time goes by. But then I got to thinking, well, first I'd have to listen to the entire show, and I'd hate to be off on some Catholic bashing or some Shirley talk or some Scott Peterson, and someone think, well, what the hell? I mean, you know, sometimes we talk about movies, we talk about sports, we talk about, and I didn't want someone to hear a bunch of this and thought, well, this is nothing but a Shirley loving Catholic basher. So we decided to go with that show 35, where it was pretty much just slap the Bush boy left and right. Not sure it's my best show, but it was probably the most fun.
Yeah, Bart, it's Eddie. Just want to let you know I'm on the ground. Your mole is in position. The first disc I gave away was to the governor of the state of Oklahoma, Brad Henry. So anyway, hopefully that'll be a good start for us. And I'm going to continue passing these out as my shaker vision goes off. Hope this will be helpful for you.
Eddie, nice going, dude. Your first giveaway was to a governor, and it was our own governor, Governor Cockfighting. Nah, just kidding. Just because he won the election because he was pro-cockfighting, he's still a Democrat. We're all together in this. You did good, dude.
Hey, Bart, I was watching Carter at the Democratic Convention, and they panned the crowd, and there was this guy in the crowd with a straw hat on with a gigantic Bart Cop sticker on the front of it. I just hoorahed. This was on PBS. Keep hammering. Bye.
Apparently there were two sightings. There was a gentleman and a lady. I guess it's possible they were switching hats. They do some of that in Boston, you know. But whoever did that, I would like to give you some kind of reward. Maybe to get you a Bart Cop hat or a subscription or something. So the lady and the fella who were seen on TV, if you would, write to me.
Hello, Bart. It's Eddie, one of your pillars, temporarily from Boston. Just wanted to report in and let you know that I've given a few discs out. Just got done giving one to Governor Ann Richards of Texas and Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan. They were both at an Emily's List function that I just left. Anyway, hopefully that's the type of mover and shaker that might be able to do you some good and pass the word around a little bit. Last night I sat on the bus, and I think it was an MTV camera crew was in with a guy with tattoos all over his arms and, well, and elsewhere. I took his word for that. Anyway, he said his name was Art, and if I heard right, he plays with Everclear. And anyway, he had blonde hair and kind of thick black frame glasses, kind of a shrunk down Buddy Holly version style of glasses. Anyway, I had to apologize to him that I did not know him, was not familiar with their music. I had heard of Everclear, so I guess I'm maybe not entirely a fossil. But anyway, he spoke very very intelligently, I thought, about the election in general and some things like that during the part of the interview that I was seeing. Anyway, it kind of got my attention when he said he'd been on Bill Maher like 10 or 12 times. So, again, I thought that might be somebody that could do you some good. Anyway, I gave him a disc, and we'll see what happens with it. I also gave a disc to a reporter from the Berkeley Daily Planet. Hi, Bart, it's Eddie again. Just finishing up. I promised not to give you a rant like Barry Crimmins. Anyway, I was just about finished. Gave a couple discs to the Daily Planet reporter. I don't think his name was Clark Kent. I didn't check his press pass. Having a great time. Got blisters on my feet. Thanks a bunch, and talk to you later.
Dude, three governors, a rock star, and a reporter for the Daily Planet. You can't hardly beat that. I looked on the Everclear site. They do have a blonde fellow named Art. Apparently he's the big kahuna over there. So, yeah, it looks like you've done quintuple good.
I'm sorry, Bart. This is Eddie in Boston. I was just watching Whistle Dick Cheney getting screwed to death by a 12-year-old girl. Just wanted to mention an opinion on that. Hope you liked it as well. Got another disc passed off to former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. I'm still swinging here for you. Oh, and I found, what was his name? Jeff, I think, from North Carolina. Anyway, saw one of my stickers and came up and introduced himself and said he'd been you'd asked him to do the same. So I've met one fellow Bart Copper at least. Anyway, thanks a bunch. Have a great night, bud.
Eddie, you just seem to be hitting home run after home run. Cabinet members of Bill Clinton's, that's a score. That's a score like a governor. And I think I heard the 12-year-old girl. I don't know if I heard it originally or if I heard the sound clip, but I heard a young girl saying, and Vice President Cheney used a bad, bad word. That came out great. I thought the little kid was great. Like, give her a subscription, too, but her parents probably wouldn't like that. Oh, and thanks to all who distributed the disc. I think you said his name was Jeff from North Carolina. That was cool. And I appreciate you doing all you did, dude. This next phone call is going to be trouble. The fella who complained on Monday's page that I was too negative about the Democrats, he's not going to like this part. Because I got an angry caller from Atlanta who's about to mention a few things the Democrats could have done differently. And I don't have the brain power like Clinton. I can't let 6 or 7 questions go into my head. And then when you're done asking them, recite them back 1 through 7. So I'm going to have to stop the tape, as the big boy says, and get in these where I can.
Damn, Bart, this is killing me, man. What is wrong with them? They're complaining that nobody's covering the convention, but at the same time, the screen time they're getting, they're not using.
Excellent point. People often talk about how biased the media is against the Democrats, but when the Democrats go on a show like Tim the Horrors on Sunday morning, and Tim asks them a question, they say, oh, I love this president. Damn, he's doing such a good job. He's a good man. He's doing a good job. We should all stand behind him. They just refuse to take a stand. When they get a camera, when they get a microphone, they turn all sissy, mealy mouth, and they refuse to say anything. I don't understand it. I wish someone could explain it to me, but yes, they did that all week. Occasionally, Sharpton got in some good shots. Clinton got in some good shots. I didn't hear enough of Obama. I thought Kennedy's speech was kind of awful. You know, and also, yeah, the networks would be crazy to go gavel to gavel with this stuff because, just like you said, I caught a few minutes of Ed Rendell. Now, I can't even tell you, he might be the Democratic National Committee chairman something, or maybe he had it before McAuliffe, but what happened? Sharpton went long. Oh, you're going to hear that, too, and that's going to, oh, that pissed me off, that Judy Woodruff, but Sharpton went long, and so they sat there for the next half hour, these whores on CNN, they sat there for the next half hour lamenting how awful it was, how terrible it was that he ate up all that time, and I'm thinking, well, hell, if you just quit talking, just get to go to the next speaker. But the thing is, they always have speakers going constantly. They give you a good speaker, then they give you 2-3 bad ones so the networks can catch up. Then they give you a good speaker and 2-3 bad ones. So while they're giving me the bad ones, I went over to C-SPAN and checked out what was going on. And there's Ed Rendell with the aspirations and the dreams and the sons. And there's just no sense in that. If you don't have anything to say, shut the hell up and sit down. The speakers ought to be just demanding, they ought to be straining to get, please, let me get that damn microphone, I got something to say. They ought to be like that, but no, they get up there and, oh, the birthplace of democracy and the people come together and the great nation and the founding fathers, that's just all crap. You got a few minutes to change some minds, why don't you effing do that? But no, they just want to get up there like a typical, like the Mayor Quimby on The Simpsons. They just want to get up there and flap their gums and hear themselves talk. I just hate that. And I think Democrats are worse at that than the Republicans. The Republicans, when they get a microphone, they scream, Clinton the rapist, Clinton the murderer, Clinton the drug dealer. Hillary's taken over. Oh, my God, the sky is falling. Al-Qaeda is invading. And, oh, my God, they just, you know, but the Democrats get up there with some gobbledygook. It almost is like they don't want to win. They don't want to persuade anybody. They just want to get up there so they can tell their grandchildren, look, there was granddad. There's gramps on the TV. What's the point?
All they've got to do is go to one of these websites. You probably got the material yourself. Show the film clip of George Bush saying, I'm going to increase help for veterans. And then show right behind it what he's done in the budget. Oh, I'm going to help Medicare and Medicaid. Show what he's done on the budget. Oh, No Child Left Behind. Show what he's done on the budget. Show him standing there talking about WMDs. Why aren't they using the extra screens behind them? Why aren't they incorporating this into the convention?
While I was hearing that, two things flew into my mind. First one, you remember a few months ago, John Stewart did the debate, Governor Bush debating President Bush. He got a bunch of sound clips of Bush saying, we're not going to be a nation builder, we're not going to go around causing trouble and policing the world, and we're just not going to do that. And then he switched to President Bush saying, we've got to go there, we've got to do this, we're going to do it alone and all that. The point is, John Stewart came up with that footage. The Democrats can't figure out how. Another thing, John Stewart dug up that film clip from July last year of Bush saying, I know our intelligence is good. It's good, solid intelligence. We don't have to worry about the intelligence. Our intelligence is good. We're on solid ground. That's okay. Why is it John Stewart that comes up with these clips? Why can't the Democrats? And they can't say it's playing dirty. How in the hell can it be playing dirty if you play tape of Bush promising things like Michael Moore's film? It was so insulting to hear Bush's promises from a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then you flash back to the reality of today and you think, well, that bastard lied. But the Democrats can't figure that out. What is wrong with them? What, the 13, 15 million something they spent on, it could have been more, it could have been 30 million they spent on this, and they didn't do it. They wasted their damn time. They got up there and masturbated instead of doing something that was worthwhile. They had the opportunity to change minds. They chose not to. They chose to make a bunch of stupid, boring speeches that put everybody to sleep. That was ridiculous. If they would let people like me, people like Michael Moore, maybe the Buzz Flash guys, get some people with a little ire on, maybe the Move On guys, get some people with a little life in them up there, you might have persuaded some minds that, oh, they're so afraid that someone's going to think it's negative. Well, hey, that worked great for Gore in those last two debates, didn't it? They told him, oh, Al, you're too forceful. So the second debate, I agree with the governor. And then the third debate, nothing. If we're going to lose, can't we at least lose fighting? If you're in the biggest baseball game of the world, and I know everything's not a sports analogy, but if you just stand there while the pitchers throw strikes over the plate, and you just leave the bat on your shoulder and you strike out, well, you dumb son of a bitch, you didn't even swing at the ball. Why not swing at the ball once or twice a game, Democrats? If we're asking too much. And another thing, all those millions they spent, I forget, it was somewhere between 12 and 30 million, but think, they could have given $1,000 to my good buddy Mike over at Take Back the Media and have him put together some of these flash movies, whatever they're called. Now think of all the idiotic things that Bush has said. Think how easy it would have been to play some tape from Bush's State of the Union address saying, we've got to go now. Saddam's ready to launch. There's no time to wait. There's no time to be sure. There's no time to be careful. We got to get the hell over it right now. And we find out there was no time to give enough armor. There was no time to even supply the boys with enough water. We sent men over there without guns. That's how urgent we had to get to war. Right now, right now, right now. Can't wait, can't wait. It was just again and again and again. It's got to be right now. It's got to be right now. We got to hurry, hurry, hurry. He's about to launch. Hurry, 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 hurry. And now a year and a half later, it's, well, he was a dictator and we wanted to free the people. Why don't they just use Bush's words? Why are they so afraid? They won't even use the testimony of the other. You know, it's like the prosecution won't even use the defense's claims against them. Wait, you said you were in New York that night? Well, we got a photo of you in Dallas that night. They won't even use that against them. It's like we catch them lying, or we have caught them lying, but we're afraid to point that out. We're afraid someone might think it's negative if we say Bush sent 1,000 boys into the meat grinder for no goddamn reason.
How come they don't have a crawler across the bottom of the screen that says, oh, he said he would fund it by this much, and this is actually what he funded it by?
Another absolutely perfect idea. They could have had a thing running on the bottom of the screen saying, in 2000, Bush said, help is on the way to the military. And what did he do? He cut their pay. He cut the soldiers' pay. He cut the combat pay. He increased their food allowance. He made them pay $8 for a meal while they were in the goddamn hospital, wounded, maybe an arm or leg blow off, and he's charging them for meals. Why didn't they just mention the facts? Great, great idea. Geez, if they had talked to me and you before this convention, we might have gotten a bump out of it. But no, they just wanted to do it the old way, like they did it 100 years ago. They don't want to come up with, you watch, you mark my words, I'll bet money. I don't know how we can make the bet work, but the Republicans are going to show you how to do it. I hate to give them credit for something, but they're organized, they're smart, they care, they give a goddamn. They feel like they owe their constituents something, but you watch, they're going to get up there, and they're going to be all fire. They're going to tear Kerry and Edwards apart, and no one's going to call it negative. They're going to call it campaigning, because that's what the media is going to call it. They probably will have a crawl. They're probably going to have Kerry, I'll bet you a dozen times, they're going to play the tape of Kerry saying, first I wanted to go to war, and then I didn't, and then I did, and then I did, and then I did, and then I didn't. They're going to play that again and again and then hammer home. We're not safe under Kerry. But we're afraid to use a hammer. That's not polite.
The DNC has spent millions of dollars reworking a new headquarters and supposedly put in a new media operation, and you're telling me I've got a bunch of clowns here. I'm just a high school educated person here in Atlanta, Georgia, for crying out loud. And I know better than what they're doing. Put Bush up on the screen. Let him speak for himself. Show the damn truth.
Think how valuable and informative it would have been for the Democrats to have put on a couple of questions Bush tried to answer in that last disaster of a press conference. Mr. Bush, you used to say trading Sammy Sosa was the craziest thing you ever did. What do you think's the biggest mistake you ever did now? Oh, I ain't never made no mistakes. I can't think of none. There's too much pressure here in front of you people. I can't think of none. Why didn't they put that on the screen? Are they going to call that negative to replay the president's official answer at an official press conference? That's negative? Why didn't they do that? What's wrong with them? Why are they so afraid? Turn things over to me. I'll fix the son of a bitch.
And start making this thing pop. If you want them to cover it, you've got to make it pop. And that's why Al Sharpton was so valuable. He got up there and he said what needed to be said. I'm tired of these pussyfied Democrats. Damn it. Use the damn medium. It's time to stand up and fight. This is Wayne from Ackworth, otherwise known as Atlanta, Georgia, home of Newt Gingrich, Bob Barr, and the Christian Coalition. And I'm telling you, I've been fighting over here like John the Baptist. And by God, the DNC needs to show some balls. If Terry McAuliffe can't do any better than this, his ass needs to go. They've got to get up and fight, and they've got to use the media, they've got to use the bloggers, and they've got to combine the media. That's what's got to happen here. That's where we're going. And if they're too damn stupid to hell, give me a damn plane ticket. I'll go down there and show them how to do it. Damn, I'm pissed. And y'all have a nice day.
Well, dude, I can't find a single thing wrong with anything you said. And tell you what, if I lose my voice and somehow can't do the radio show, I'm calling you. I want you speaking for me. You sounded like me with a different voice there. But hey, thanks for the call. And maybe somebody will hear this. Maybe this is the show we should have passed out to the Democrats in Boston. Would somebody please fight back?